everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Absolutely. Guess what? You're running the show the first hour, second hour. We've got Keith Lockwood in here from Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. We're going to talk about spring fishing. What's going on? What's potentially going to happen? This is the first day of trout season. If you're headed out to the local streams to catch some trout, we can talk about that. Hopefully you'll give us a call while you're on your way. Tell us where you're going, and tell us what you're using this morning for trout. I know the trout fishing has been pretty good on some of the areas that are open to trout fishing. Some of the early stocking areas that are wide open have been attracting fishermen for the spring. The perch run was great last week, the yellow perch run. Some really good fish being caught, and we'll talk a little bit more about Keith with that. White perch are just starting to come in a little bit, so I was actually able to make it out there. What day was it? Was it Thursday? I think it was. Thursday went out with our buddy Dale from Easton, and we went to Hillsboro and caught a few fish, mostly males that were, 5 or 6 inches long, and one white perch in that bunch. Then we went up to Martinac State Park, fished up there a little bit. Same type of situation, small males, white perch, that type of thing. Nothing major. It was a little bit slow. But it looks like the water's going to start warming up here pretty good. It was cold on Thursday. It was, the water temperature was 41. Where, the photo period, according to Dale, who's a fisheries biologist, the photo period, the amount of daylight is what prompts the fish to start running. That's what gets it done. But then the temperature is what prompts the actual spawning event. So we had water temperature in the mid-40s 2 weeks ago, and apparently the perch did their thing and got out of there. The yellow perch, and now the white perch are getting ready to follow behind them, and then the hickory shad will be coming, and, it's all kicked off. So if you're headed out trout fishing today, hey, give us a ring here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, if you'd like to talk about that, if you'd like to talk about anything else. Not much happened in the General Assembly this past week. It was a crossover day on, I believe, Monday. That means that if a bill wasn't cross-filed in one chamber from the other, it's more than likely not going to make it. So, there's old Carl calling. Emails, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Carl, what are you doing there, Carl?
I'm getting ready to go out here in this freezing cold and try and get my 5 trout.
Freezing cold? It's not quite that freezing cold, buddy.
Well, it is if you've been in the hospital since last year.
Really? You've been in the hospital since 2014?
Yeah, the 26th. They took me out in an ambo, and I was in the hospital the whole month of January, all the way till I was in rehab until the mid-February, and I haven't did a whole lot.
So. Got the old ticker messed up?
No, it wasn't the ticker. Just I was retaining fluid, and they had to cut my legs to get the fluid out.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough. Okay, I don't need to know anymore.
I was kind of screwed. I had to learn how to walk all over.
I bet.
So the boys are sitting on a spot on the island. I got the oldest two, and the younger, he's sitting right here next to me. He's going to help me walk on over there to the spot, and let's hope the fish cooperate.
Right. Gotcha.
This ain't my first trip out. I went out yellow perch fishing twice.
How'd you do?
Last Sunday I got two at Y Mills.
Yep.
And the Monday before that, I got Junior and I got 10 together. Up at Gray's Run.
Yeah, Gray's Run's always been good up there early. Yep, that's an early spot, that's for sure.
Yeah, he took his...
Now, when you stop at Gray's Run right there on 40, do you go to the right or the left? You go to the right, don't you?
I stay on the right-hand side, and I throw right up towards the bridge.
Yep, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah.
Junior had his steps, soon-to-be steps on there.
Right.
Yesterday, and they caught two, but they were small.
I got you.
But everything we caught that Monday, it was 9 of them, they were road perch.
They were what?
9 out of 10 were row perch.
Oh, row perch. Yeah.
Yeah, they were full perch. They were full row.
You like the row?
Not really, but...
You know what? I like row, believe it or not. I've tried it for the first time in the last couple of years, and I don't mix it in with scrambled eggs or anything like that. I actually take that row and I bread it a little bit and fry it by itself, and it's quite tasty. I really like it.
Well, I did catch one real pretty one. I got one that was over 12 inches.
That's a pretty fish. Yeah, that's a nice fish. So,
well, down Wye Mills, the second one I caught, it was weird. I caught one, and my son Matthew went up to the truck to get a bucket to put it in. And before he could get down there, I done had the other one hooked. I had an 11 and a quarter inch one hooked.
That's nice. Nice fish.
But just that fast, boom, they were gone.
Yeah.
Not another one the rest of the time we were there.
Wow. Well, you must have caught the tail end of the run going upstream. So.
Well, we hit some places, let me tell you.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Not this past week, but the week before, I guess Hillsboro was pretty hot. They got some really nice fish there, so it is what it is. Big perch runs pretty much done, waiting for the whites now.
So, that's what I'm waiting for.
There you go.
Have you heard anything or the whites started yet?
We caught some little fish at Hillsboro, and this water, this air temperature is keeping the water temperature low. I'm guessing they're staging up, but I haven't heard anything really good. Now, you stay tuned to next hour if you're listening. Good old Keith Lockwood will be here. He'll tell us about some hot spots, so we'll see how that works out. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
My son Junior just walked up here. He's standing here. He's asking my other son what color to
It don't matter.
It don't matter. Alan Ellis said it don't matter.
I got white and green and orange and sparkle and rainbow, and it don't matter.
They got bubble gum?
If they're gonna eat it, they're gonna eat it. You know, when I was a teenager, we started fishing with Velveeta cheese. Did you know that?
I used to use that too.
Yeah, why did we stop?
Well, they come out with a power bait, and that was so much better.
Well, it was cleaner, and it floats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Velveeta cheese, you had to put cotton in it to keep it on the hook longer.
Well, it all depended on the hook, but yeah. Anyway, Carl, you take care, buddy.
All right, Alan, good talking to you.
Thanks, man. See you.
Hopefully I'll give you a call next week and tell you about our 20.
Yeah, there you go. You're all together, 20 nice trout. See you later.
Yeah. We're four of us. We can get 20 of them.
Gotcha. All right, man. Take care.
See you.
Bye-bye. There goes Carl. Sounds like Carl usually calls first day trout season, and that's good. We like to see them out there, and I know they eat everything they catch, and they just have a good time doing that. So, who we got here? Jordan in Pikesville. Good morning, Jordan. How you doing?
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Doing great, Jordan. How about yourself?
Good. Top of the morning to you and Brian.
Top of the morning is right, that's for sure.
Well, let's see what I want to talk about today. I was at one of your sponsors this week.
You were? Where were you?
Well, Battery Warehouse.
Oh, great people. Great people.
They are. And it was real busy in there. They had all sorts of people getting this battery for their computers, getting something for their car. Getting something for their cell phone.
Yeah,
they got it all.
Yeah, they've got everything. That's for sure. They definitely do.
Yeah. It was so busy that on the counter there was a bundle of magazines banded up.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I looked at it and I said, "Oh my goodness, that looks familiar. That's the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and the Fishing Outlook." And I said, "Boy, I took them out of the band." They said it's so busy. It was so busy there, they didn't have a chance to unbundle it.
Yeah, our buddy Randy delivers those to all the stores. They're an advertiser and a sponsor of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So we like working with Battery Warehouse. They're really good people.
They're nice. They always have anything that I need.
And they're
efficient, et cetera.
Exactly.
Yep. That's correct. And I said to the gentleman on there, I said, "Look, this is the man who writes it right in here. There's his picture."
Oh, yeah. I get to put my picture in my own magazine. Isn't that awful?
It's fine. It was in a few different places. It was on the front one, of course, the cover, and then on the front saying...
I'm not on the cover this time. No. Well, maybe I am. That's the Blazing Camo Day. That's right. We got that on there.
That's correct. And then on the open, on page two, and then on the fishing forecast.
Well, you know, I gotta let people know that I'm not just a talker. I'm a doer. You know.
True. And of course it has the outdoor show, the outdoorsman show.
Yeah.
Right on WCBN's Talk 680.
Yeah, we advertise that a little bit too.
That's correct. So that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I see Carl was really doing some fishing. But let's see, while we're on the subject, I have to do some schooling, like fish. Why are fish so smart? Because they go to school. But anyway, I want to give you a word. I want to do some grammar today.
Grammar? Okay.
Yeah, let's do a little grammar.
All right.
The word officiate. Could you use that in a sentence?
Officiate. Well, I do some MC work from time to time at these different dinners and banquets and things like that. So I guess I could say that your host, Alan, was going to officiate at the Rocky Mountain Elk banquet.
That's good. But no, that's not how you use officiate.
No?
No.
How do you use officiate? I thought that's what it meant.
But I'm going to use it in a sentence for you.
Okay, go ahead.
My uncle got sick and died from officiate.
Jordan?
Yes?
What do I say to you?
No, I don't know. I'm going to tell you.
That's a wonderful joke. I'll use that today.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, just have a good Easter to you and your family, the people at WCBM.
Well, you have a great Passover, and watch out for that gefilte fish.
That's right. Thanks so much. You take care.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There goes our buddy Jordan. He's always a good guy. He brings us coffee from time to time, Brian. You know that? And donuts from occasionally. So... good guy. All right, 410 WCBM 680. I don't know if we can top officiate or not, but we'll try. And then Carl with his trout fishing tales. I love hearing from Carl. He's always got something to say. So, hey, you know, the oyster season is almost over. Yep, it ends the last day of March. Unless, of course, they extend the season. But this weekend, folks... this weekend could be the last weekend for oysters. Stop by NBS Seafood. They're on Dorsey Road down by the airport, 1223 Dorsey Road, 97. You're off 97. Royal Farms on your right. Make a left at the light. Make a right at the next light. You're on Dorsey Road if you're going south. 1223 Dorsey Road next to Jim Donny RV. They're in Glen Burnie, stocked with fresh-caught Pocomoke Sound oysters. Now, I did have a pint of oysters. I breaded them and fried them, and boy, they were good. Come and get them now before they're gone for the season. They have live, wild-caught Louisiana crawfish. Steam them up just like you do steam crabs, or you can boil them with some red skin potatoes and some corn on the cob, and you throw some andouille sausage in there. There's gator sausage and andouille sausage and gator tail meat, all at NBS Seafood, along with the live Louisiana crabs. That's where they come from this time of year. Stop by and see them. Or give them a call ahead of time, 410-271-3202. They're open Monday and Friday from 2 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6 today. Stop in and get the last of the season, Pocomoke Oysters. You will enjoy them at NBS Seafood in Glen Burnie. One more time, that number, 410-271-3202.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners.
Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. I was in there just the other day. Yeah, they are fully stocked and ready to rock for rockfish. They've got all the big trolling baits. They've got the mojos, the giant big 20, 24, 28-ounce heads on display. They've got some beautiful custom-colored bucktails and trolling lures and umbrellas and all that stuff for rockfish. All the rods and reels and tackle are lined up. They can fill your reel with fresh trolling line if you like. It's Ken Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies right there on Ken Island, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road. And I did exactly what I told you that you can do. You drive down, 50 East. After you cross the Bay Bridge, you see the sign on the right. Big parking lot on the right along 50. You can't turn in right there. You just get off the exit and kind of go around the block, and you're right in the parking lot. And don't forget, it's spring gobbler time. They've got everything you need. Shotguns and ammo for spring gobbler, calls and decoys, camouflage, the AVN-X decoys from Zinc, and a full line of archery supplies, too. They're a Matthews dealer. They're a Parker dealer. They're a Barnett dealer. They're a Carbon Express dealer. They're a Excalibur dealer. And new on the rack right now are the brand-new Hoyt bows. That's right. They're Hoyt dealers, too. Don't forget, everything you need for fishing, everything you need for hunting, Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, Exit 39. B, that's Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Ken Island, 410-604-2500, 604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Week in Review, now on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Let's talk to old Stan in Carroll County. How you doing, Stan?
Oh, Mr. Allen, CCR, crank it up. Crank it up.
Yeah, baby.
All right, but just do me a favor. Give me about another 10-11 minutes to get to my stop. And I'll join you in your first cup of coffee.
All right, that sounds good.
I was going to do it on the air, but that'd be too much multitasking in this tractor trailer.
Driving a tractor trailer and slurping coffee and talking on the phone. Don't do that. No.
Well, I wanted to see what Miss, I think her name was Miss France, said she always loved the way you had that cup of coffee. I wanted to see if, well, maybe I, never mind. Anyway, I got a little dilemma.
What's your dilemma?
Well, it's not a real dilemma. I have a grandson.
Yep.
About 5-6 years old. Chip off the block, his father is. Chip off the block, who's me. I am a little jealous of your job. He used to be able to go fishing all the time before I started driving these rigs, but I want to get him a subscription to a magazine. He's only 5 years old, okay, so Dad's going to have to go through it with them. I bought, like, you know, Field Stream, this, that, and the other thing. Do we have anything local that comes out of Maryland? I don't do the computer thing, but I started looking under the Maryland sites. I just have a question about it. I'm asking you.
Well, there's not a lot that's just a magazine form. I mean, DNR puts out the Natural Resource magazine, but it's limited as far as its scope in fishing and hunting. It's all nature and environment and, you know, that kind of stuff, which is, it's fine. That's what they want to do.
There's another subject along those lines, too, but I just thought, you know, something for kids, just to get him started. I got a brand new fly I got to stop by.
Something for kids. Now, he's five, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he wouldn't get the Maryland Hunting Quarterly because, but it's got a lot of pictures in it, you know.
Yeah.
So you're up there in Carroll County, you can get a couple of places up there, but I wish there were. That's a good point. That is a very good point.
His dad will hold him by the hand through all the big words, but
yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'll just...
But you know what, Stan? That is an excellent, excellent idea. An excellent idea.
Well, I've got a brand new fly rod down the basement with his name on it. As soon as I stop by Clyde's and get a reel.
Yeah.
But I don't... last time I was down there, I think they all do spinning and bait.
I mean, our old sponsor, Tochterman's, is where you go for fly reel, quite frankly.
Oh, okay. I know where they're at.
Yep, down there in Eastern Avenue. Absolutely.
I'm just real quick. I don't want to hog it up too much here. I'm up here to Eldersburg.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a guy who I see occasionally from time to time down in Ellicott City. Works for the state forestry.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's out of the McKeldin area. Said he was headed west to... I guess Western Maryland.
Yep.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
They got a real problem with dead trees.
Oh yeah.
And somebody got hurt real bad. State in a bad way about that situation.
But, oh really?
Oh yeah.
You mean it's a tree fell on this person in the woods or what?
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know. Either hurt the man real bad or killed him. It's a lot of dead wood out there.
Yeah.
So
Did I ever tell you what happened to my, when I was, one of the last times, not over the past couple weekends, but last summer I was headed out to Western Maryland. And driving along, I think I was on 40, if I remember right, and a hen turkey ran across in front of me. And I clipped her, and she came up over the windshield, back over the roof, bounced off the lid on my back truck, and landed in the car in front of me. Or behind me, the car behind me. Well, it was a state trooper.
Oh.
As soon as that happened, light came on. He pulls me over, and I said, what's the problem, officer? I said, I wasn't speeding. He said, no, you weren't, but he said, I got to write you a citation anyway. I said, for what? He said, for flipping me the bird.
Oh, that's just so wrong. Oh. I guess it was my turn, right?
You were in the barrel, buddy. Sorry.
Well, my reception is really poor in this thing, so I'm going to drop what I got to do up here.
All right, brother.
Get back within range.
All right.
Mr. Allen, it's always a pleasure.
Stan, enjoy your trip out there, my man. Hey, you have Sirius on that thing?
Huh?
Do you have Sirius radio on there?
You know, I asked for help. Trying to get the doggone thing. They wanted me to give me a brand new tractor. I don't like Bulldogs. I like Peterbilts.
Yeah.
And it had a radio. I could pick you all the way up to Hagerstown. But this one, I get past your house.
Yeah, I know.
I have a problem.
Yeah, do you have Sirius radio? Sirius XM? No.
No, but I'm seriously thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I wish you had it today. I'm on there nationally today. I'm on the rural radio station at 10 o'clock this morning on Bass Pro Radio.
Oh, I got friends.
Channel 80. Channel 80, man.
Friends.
Channel 80.
I got friends. We'll be listening.
Yep.
Thanks.
Rob Keck interviewed me the other day. We came into the studio, nice quiet place here, and we had a good connection, and it was a really good interview on the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So
I got my four ways on and my landing lamps.
I need both hands to turn in here.
Goodbye.
So let me get out of here.
Please. See you, Stan. See ya. Bye-bye. There goes Stan, truck driver out in Carroll County. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You are running the show till 6 o'clock hour, that's for sure. And, hey, if you haven't had a chance to pick up the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, please do so. I'll tell you, we got a great fishing section in there. We've got a whole thing on the striped bass regulations, new fishing regulations for the year. Tim Sherman did a good article on small boat stripers. Got an article on lots of pictures on invasive species, all the state records that were set in 2014, quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. Story about wild trout. Toothy critters, yeah, northern pike, walleyes, pickerel, it's all in there. And what else we have? Let's see. Oh, our buddy Glenn Falbel talks about summer bass patterns for big bass on the reservoirs. Keith Lockwood, our guest coming up, is doing his preview. There's some other stuff in there. I don't want to give it all away, but you can certainly look yourself at the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine, pick it up at your local shop, or go online to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, all spelled out. So, kind of a quiet week in Annapolis. I was talking about that a little bit earlier. It was crossover week. If Bill wasn't necessarily cross-filed from one chamber to the other, that means it's probably not coming out of committee. The Maryland Hunting Coalition has been very active on about five bills out of the 20 hunting bills that we've gone in. Most of them are local. Most of them don't seem to be... I would say probably half of them aren't going anywhere. The biggest ones that we believe that we needed to be the most proactive on and fighting against was, number one was we needed to fight for the repeal of Senate Bill 966 of 2014. That was the bill that extended the deer season, the firearms deer season in St. Mary's and Charles County until tomorrow. Now, we had that as an emergency regulation, which means if they would have voted on that, they could have ended that season, you know, early in the session. But that's not how things progress in Annapolis. So that season will expire tomorrow, the 29th of March. And when they vote on that bill, it will effectively kill that season from any future progress. So that means it's over. And we have testified on that. We had a number of folks testify. Our testimony on that was pretty strong about why you shouldn't continue that season. And not only did our testimony valuable, and this story will come out eventually, we were intimately involved in the negotiations with the Farm Bureau and the Horse Council and that type of thing on the progress of that bill. And as far as our amendment was concerned, we worked out a compromise that would end that season effectively. So when I say we, I'm talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We had a tremendous group of strong testimony against the commercial sale of venison by farmers on crop damage permits. We had a tremendous group testify against that from all across the state, people like Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. We had a philosophy professor from Coppin State testify. We had a farm manager and biologist, wears both hats, a biologist who happens to be a farm manager from the Lower Eastern Shore, who manages 7,000 acres and has 48 agents on his deer management permit program. He testified against the commercial sale of venison. We had Lou Compton, the president of the Maryland Bowhunter Society, and he's the vice chair, I believe, of the Wildlife Advisory Committee. He was there. We had fellows from Western Maryland, but two from Washington County, two from Allegheny and Garrett County. And we made our case, and we were heard. Our testimony was submitted, and we think that we brought about a demise to that bill as well. Our signature legislation was strict liability. It simply means that Maryland law
will comply verbatim with federal law when it comes to waterfowl baiting. You know, I can't get into all the legalese because I don't know it. But basically, now the Department of Natural Resources Police, the Natural Resources Police, the NRP, will have to prove that it was your intent to bait waterfowl to come to your gun, not just be able to say there's bait here and you're guilty. So we'll have more explanation on that as we go. That will probably head to the governor's office, the governor's desk next week for signature. Passed unanimously in the House, passed unanimously in the Senate, and both out of both committees as well. So we're pretty tickled with the first session of the General Assembly with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. The only thing we don't have is support. We don't have any support, very limited support, from the hunting community. It's very sad because, you know, we're out there every day telling folks what we're doing, especially on Facebook. We got 1,400 and some people following us on Facebook. We're all over these forums on the websites. We put out press releases. We put out our newsletters and things like that. But to get hunters to understand that it takes money to deal with the folks in the political realm that affect their very privileges of hunting and their traditions and their lifestyles of hunting here in Maryland, it's all done in a General Assembly in a 90-day period. Those folks hear 3,000 bills. They heard 20-some hunting bills this year, and maybe a handful will pass. Maybe a handful will fail. But you got to know the difference between what's good for hunters and what's not. And we have people that know how to do that, know how to read those bills and can say, wait a minute, this might look good on the surface. But, you know, if we pass this thing, hunters are going to be hurt. So that's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition does. Hunters hate politics. I don't particularly care for it. But you know what? We needed a political organization to, you know, go to Annapolis, and that person, our advocate, needs the support of the hunters in this state. We've got 90,000 hunters, or round numbers, 100,000 hunters. That's our budget. Everybody send us a buck. Go online, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and send us a dollar through PayPal. We'll get 96 cents of it, but that's okay. If we had 90,000 people doing that, we'd have our budget for the year, and we could do tremendous things for hunters in Maryland. So this session is going to cost us a lot. It's going to cost us a lot. We've asked for a lot of political favors, and it's going to cost us a lot. People don't understand what it takes, and I'm trying to explain it to you in a very delicate way that, quite frankly, you got to pay to play. That's all it is. That's all it is. We have new allies. We have new friends. But when it comes to politics, it's a nasty business. So we're just asking you to support us. Go online. There's ways that you can win Orioles tickets. You can see that the rally page on the website. We'd love for you to come to our event on May 30th. That's a Saturday after Memorial Day in Westminster. We've got a lot of wonderful stuff. I mean, we're reaching out to people all across the hunting community to help us provide items for raffle items and silent auction and, you know, bucket raffles and things like that. I mean, there's going to be some really, really good stuff there that people want to own and take home with them. And plus, we've got a great meal. It's a bull roast. We're going to have a good time. So anyway, let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you doing?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, fine. I've had my coffee with you.
That'd be good for you. Let me slurp one with you here. Ah, good stuff.
Listen, I was very happy that when you were listing the names of the people that did try to support you,
yeah,
you know, in Annapolis. I mean, they're all intelligent people.
These are the folks that testified, yep.
And testified,
yep.
And they had great credentials. So I think that's a good start,
mm-hmm.
You know. The rest of them are slow. I don't know why. I was figuring out the percentage. I thought, you know, 90,000 or just 5%. Would do something. That's 4,500 people, you know. But anyway, I also wanted to tell you about your show last week.
Yeah.
With the veterans.
Oh, wasn't that great?
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. And you know, I tell you, I felt a little ashamed because we all say, oh, we support the veterans, you know, our hearts are with them and all. But, you know, they send you those little things in the mail with the labels, with your name, address, and you can send 5, 10, 20, whatever. And I thought to myself, number one, that's not much to do. And number two, when he was talking about how some of them are depressed and so forth, and I thought, I can understand why. And I thought, well, what we need to do is to do something where we create a little bit more personal relationship with the vets to show them that we do care and we do appreciate their sacrifice. And I was thinking, I'm going to call Sergeant Bartlett in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to buy a ticket to the Bull Roast.
Yep.
But you know what I want to do?
What's that?
I want to donate my ticket to a veteran. And let a veteran that maybe doesn't have much family or can't afford it, things are kind of tight, and let him go and enjoy the Bull Roast and the concert.
That's coming up April 26th.
Yeah, I know, the 26th.
Yep.
And I was thinking, maybe people in your audience...
Now, I'll tell you what, Fran, hold on a minute. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to, from the Outdoors and Radio Show...
Yeah?
I'm going to send you two tickets. How's that?
Yeah, but I wanted to give it to the veterans.
Well, okay. I can reserve two tickets for the next vet who calls and wants to go to this event and give it to him from you. How's that sound?
Well, you know, I was thinking one other thing, and this may sound a little kooky, but I was thinking if there were some veterans that had a birthday right around April 26th, it would be like celebrating their life and telling them we do appreciate it and have a happy birthday.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll make that happen. What do you think?
Oh, thanks.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. I'll tell you, here's what we'll do. We'll ask a couple vets who would like to go to a Bull Roast on Sunday, April 26th at Timonium Fairgrounds for the NPLB, No Person Left Behind.
Right.
Can be World War II era, Korea era, especially Vietnam era.
Yeah.
Gulf War I, Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever. If one of those vets would like two tickets to go to this event, maybe they can't afford it. Maybe they just like to go to...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Maybe not have a family.
And maybe have a birthday around that area.
Yeah.
To give us a call here, Brian will take their name and number. I'll call them up. And we'll see if we can get them some tickets. How's that? And you have inspired that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Because I felt like I really haven't done anything. You know, I mean, from...
Well, now you have.
Like that. Oh, well, that's great. I feel really good. Because I'll tell you, that was an awesome show. You know?
Oh, I'll
really
tell you.
Great.
Yep.
All right.
I got a lot of compliments on that show. And it's not that I did. They just showed up and we had a conversation. But I'll tell you, Sergeant Robert Bartlett's story, I heard that for the first time about 5 years ago, not long after it happened.
Right.
And, man... he's told it so many times, but every time he tells it, you can watch his face.
Right.
And his face has been put back together, been repaired. He's had, I think, 11 plastic surgeries on his face.
Wow.
He's still blind in his left eye, of course. But he's a superstar when it comes to telling folks his story and what this organization means to the vets to get them back out there hunting and fishing.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Good man.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
All right.
I feel good about that.
Good. All right, Fran. Well, there's the invitation. We'll put it out there, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. Fran's buying your ticket. What do you think? Two tickets to the NPLB, No Person Left Behind. That's a division of Operation Second Chance to support our wounded veterans. The Bull Roast Banquet, Sunday, April 26, 2015, noon to 6. It's a fundraiser. And then 6:30, there is a live concert coming up. It's the live concert is a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. So it's going to be at the Timonium Fairgrounds, 2200 York Road for the GPS. And it's in Timonium. It's the
4-H Hall. The 4-H Hall, that's building on the right when you turn in the main entrance off York Road. If you're purchasing a ticket, they're $35 a piece or $55 for a couple. Kids under 10 get in free. It's a bull roast, a live auction, a cash bar, the tribute band, and that's included in the banquet price. If you just want to show up after 6 o'clock and pay the $10 to get to see the tribute band, you can do that too. But here's the phone numbers. Mark Hoke, he was our guest last week, 301-674-4234. And then Susan Peacock, 301-775-7738. Don't let those 301 numbers throw you off. These folks are local, Laurel area. So that's the NPLB, No Person Left Behind, Wounded Veteran Bull Roast Banquet, Sunday, April 26th at the fairgrounds. And Fran has an offer out there to any of our veterans who may want to go to this thing. Maybe can't afford it. Maybe would like to go and enjoy a bull roast and talk to some of our troops from Afghanistan and Iraq, some folks that have been wounded, and, you know, go and just feel the love of the folks in the community that support our veterans. Give us a call here at 410-922-6680. Brian will take your name and number. We'll get back to you and see what we can do. All right? No guarantees, but that's my offer to the vets out there. You don't have to be wounded. Just have to have served. And we'll make sure you get a couple tickets, okay? 410-WCBM-680 is the phone number. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680 outside the local dialing area. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. Their sale kicked off yesterday, and they are rocking and rolling today. Take your empty fishing spools in there, and you will get them filled up with line for half price, starting at only 1 cent per yard. That's for sure. All the Rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. The Penrail Special, listen to this, a GTI 330 for $89.95. And the trolling combos start at $89.95, too. That's a Pen 309 reel, a Shakespeare rod, 6-foot rod with a roller tip and line, just $89.95. And the most popular trolling combos, a Penrail, a Andy rod and line for $139.95. That is a special rod and reel at a great, great price. All the Shakespeare rods and all the Fluger rods and all the Fluger reels and all the Shakespeare reels are on sale. All the ugly sticks are on sale. We want you to check out the specials on the St. Croix rods, too. Fishing license, rod and reel repairs, live bait, lures, hooks, lead weights, fishing tackle for perch, trout, bass, rockfish at Clyde Sports Shop. Ready to rock sale. Now through Sunday, April 5th. That's Easter. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. And don't forget that 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474. 247-FISH. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fisher Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear freshwater or Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species in 5 categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast catch and release, and even invasive species. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, a big one, you will receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much, much more. Trout season is here. The perch run is on, and rockfish season is just around the corner. From the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of the Clear Mountain streams, it's time. Fishing time. Fishing time. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Maryland Fishing Challenge.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Doors action there, huh? Well, I woke up this morning and I got myself a beer. Oh, man. Yes, I have the CD. That's absolutely right. I do. It's when I'm getting tired and sleepy in the truck of driving, you know, been on the road all day, I crank the doors up. I shut the windows. I crank the doors up. And I sing along with all the songs. I mean, that's got them all. Riders on the Storm, you know. Riders on the Storm. That one, L.A. Woman. Yeah. Hello, I love you. Light My Fire. All that good stuff. Classic Doors. Jim Morrison, a member of the Dead at 27 Club. Yep, him and Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, exactly. Hey, I got an email here from Harry and Dave, but apparently my fruit order has shipped. I think that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. All right. I wondered if the Doors would prompt an email from that guy. Let's see what he has to say. Oh, yeah, great song. That's right. It is a great song, John B. Absolutely. All right. Where are we going from here? Have any vets calling yet? Want to go to the NPLB? Really? Free tickets? I mean, we're talking, you know, $35 tickets here. All right. Well, hey, it's early. We'll toss that out over a couple weeks. But yeah, we do have some good tickets coming up. So, and a good event. I've been to a couple of their fundraisers. They're very, very nice events. No question about that. So, I was talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition earlier. I don't know if I gave you the website. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org. And if you go to the website, you can see everything about the inaugural Hunting Legacy Dinner and Banquet. And you can check that out. Go online if you want to purchase tickets online with your credit card. You can do that. You don't actually need a PayPal account. You can do it right there. Support the fundraiser, the ongoing fundraiser for the Orioles tickets. Did I tell you about the Orioles tickets? Oh, my gosh. You know, the Orioles, I know we love the Orioles here, but we've got six tickets, three in the front row, three in the second row, at the right side of the Orioles dugout, front row and second row, okay? A six-pack of tickets right there and a parking pass that was donated by Chesapeake. Hold on. I'll tell you in a minute. I won't say it wrong. Curtis Engine here in Baltimore. These are the folks that supply the big generators and stuff. They donated their tickets. And the game is an afternoon game, Thursday, May 21st, 12:35 p.m. It's versus Seattle. And you can check out how to take care of that that online if you want to check that out. It's also on page 44 of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. So if you want to win, there's some great second prizes, too, from Line X and Foul Fooler's Decoy. So check it all out. We could certainly use the support, that's for sure. No question about that. So, yep, the Maryland Hunting Coalition budget is about $80,000 a year, pretty close to that. We're woefully behind. We got to make up. That's one of the reasons why we have these fundraisers, and one of the reasons why I talk about it here so much, because what we're doing in Annapolis is major stuff. This session, we reversed a law that was in effect since the 70s, and debates about this law have gone on since the 70s. And I know it doesn't sound like much, what's strict liability, but if you're a waterfowler, you know what it is. So we're maybe not. I don't know. But as you continue to read the website, and there's a lot of stuff on that website, just check it out, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And you can follow us on Facebook, too. We'll keep you up to date on everything that's happening. Just go on there and review all the stuff that's there and help us out. All right, folks. Why do I talk about the Maryland Hunting Coalition so much? Because I believe in it. I believe in what it's doing, and I've seen how well it works. If you want to be part of a winning team, jump on. All right. Well, there's the music. Next up, Keith Lockwood, Maryland DNR Fisheries Service. We're going to talk about fishing opportunities here in the spring. I'm going to talk about a whole lot of stuff, as a matter of fact. I have five different notes here on topics we're going to hit Keith with, and he's going to hit us with. So, yep, he's a recreational fisheries biologist out of the Oxford lab. So get out, stay out, stay safe. See you after the news.